as we have said in the statement, it's a preliminary report, meaning that the report is not complete. So that's why the president decided to direct the IG to expedite the investigations. It's too early to say anything. Obviously, the president is the only one who has had a look at the report for now, but it's not conclusive, as he has said.
What else does the president want from the police?
Obviously, the ultimate is to know the people behind the killing of the two individuals, and that is what is missing from the report. Everything else could be in the report, but it's not concluded because it doesn't state the people behind the killing.
Isaac, at the same time, the president is calling for changes to the police institution, including, for example, the appointment of a new deputy director general. So is this an admission of guilt?
No, as I put it, there's no clear people behind the killing. It's not clear who did it. And what the president is doing is to allow the new appointees to do their work and to ensure that the culprits are brought to book. So there is no admission of guilt because the report, as I said, has not mentioned whether it was police, whether it was other people behind the killing.
The opposition UPND has said that the invitation to Mr. Hakainde Hichilema to the police station was an attempt to just get him out of the way by implicating him so that he doesn't run against President Lungu in the 2021 election.
No, there is no such intention by the state. The elections, obviously, the president is the last one who would like anyone to be stopped from standing. It's a democracy. We're a democracy. And every individual who wants to stand for president will stand. The case has nothing to do with the forthcoming elections. It's a case that happened way back, and there's just information, maybe, which police have come up with, and they wanted to find out from him what he knew about the case in question. It has completely nothing to do with the elections, the forthcoming elections. So it's not true. No one wants to bar anyone from standing, except those who are guilty of offenses, obviously, are not allowed to stand according to the Zambian laws.
Isaac, thank you very much again. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.